This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A strike in Israeli-controlled Golan Heights killed at least 12 children and teens and threatens to spark a wider war with Lebanon. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The victims in the town of Majdal Shams were from the Druze community, a religious sect which began as an offshoot of Shia Islam. Some Druze have Israeli citizenship, yet many still have sympathy for Syria and reject Israeli annexation. Israel blamed Hezbollah for the strike, but in a rare move, Hezbollah rushed to deny any role. The strikes come on the same day Israel hit a school used by displaced Palestinians in central Gaza, killing at least 30 people. Almost half of them, women and children. The new strikes in Israeli-occupied territory has heightened worries that an all-out war could erupt between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States claims it is working on a diplomatic solution, but did blame Hezbollah for the attack as the rocket was theirs and it originated from their area. The Iran-backed militants continue to deny responsibility. The election in Venezuela on Sunday could change everything. President Nicolas Maduro is up for another six-year term after what many world leaders called an illegitimate election in 2018. Opposition candidate Edmundo González said he is ready to defend the votes in the most consequential election in a quarter century of Socialist Party rule. Edmundo spoke after casting his vote in a Caracas polling station, stating the day of reconciliation of all Venezuelans had started. He says, "We trust the armed forces will enforce the people's decision. We will change hate to love." The Western officials call for a fair election after the incumbent's threat of a bloodbath if he loses, which